I'm excited to introduce you to Bloom, an audio erotica platform with over 1,000 stories, guides, and audiobooks. If you like the content here, you'll love this platform. They have something for literally every mood. They put an emphasis on consent, ethical sex, and aftercare in all of their stories. Creating an account is free. Just visit bloomstories.com and sign up. If you want to upgrade your subscription, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is How Will She Use Me? Written by Euphemize This, read by Matt Johnson. Note that this story features physical punishment and forced oral in the context of a consensual BDSM scene. £250. The message flashed up on his phone, and he obediently went to his banking app to transfer the money to her. No questions asked. Whenever she had plans for him, it would often involve purchasing some equipment to prepare, and one of his duties as her sub was to ensure his mistress had everything she needed in order to be able to use him. This was the second message this month, and he couldn't wait to find out what she'd got planned for him when they met up in person. The next 2 weeks seemed to pass extremely slowly, and in quiet moments he would often find himself thinking back to previous sessions, wondering what she had in store for him this time around. Sometimes he'd be kept in the loop, but other times, like this month, he had to wait until the session itself to find out. The day arrived, and he followed her instructions, leaving plenty of time to drive to one of the private hire spaces she preferred before parking up and waiting until exactly the right time to go to the door and press the buzzer. This particular space was one with a comfy social area, well-equipped dungeon, and a bedroom. The more comfortable furniture was always out of bounds to him, even on an overnight booking. His mistress welcomed him inside and instructed him to follow her to the social area, where a large leather doctor's bag sat on the sofa. She ordered him to strip naked and, while he was carefully folding his clothes into a pile on the small side table, she brought out his collar and a leather hood. He knew that her choice of hood would give him a clue of how he was going to be used today, and this particular soft leather hood was one he'd worn before. It covered his eyes, but left him able to hear instructions, and crucially, it left his mouth accessible for using. She pointed to the floor where she wanted him to stand, and he moved there, obediently bowing his head to show his submission, and so that his mistress could more easily slide on the hood and fasten it at the back of his head. She then instructed him, "Chin up," and he felt the collar being fastened around his neck. Once this was in place, he obediently dropped to his knees, adopting her preferred waiting position for subs, tall kneeling with hands behind the back, head bowed. Next out of the bag came the new purchases. Not that he could see them, of course. She had chosen 4 tough leather cuffs with metal buckles and D-rings, allowing them to be easily yet firmly attached to each other. She carefully buckled the cuffs firmly around his wrists and thighs, and then clipped the thigh restraints together before ordering him to sit back on his heels. The double-ended metal trigger clips snapped closed, and she attached each thigh to the corresponding wrist, leaving him in a stable position, but unable to use his hands or to easily stand up. He then heard her leave the room. Not knowing how long she'd be gone was tantalizing. When she returned a couple of minutes later, he heard the sound of something being put down onto the leather sofa, before he felt her attach a sturdy metal leash to his collar so that she could more easily maneuver him into positions that pleased her. He heard the soft creak of the leather as she sat down and then felt a pull on the leash, which ordered him to move closer to her. He shuffled forwards on his knees until he was close enough for her to grab the back of his head. She pushed his face between her legs and growled, "You'd better fucking make me come." He started well, eating her as though his life depended on it. But no encouragement was forthcoming. He tried harder and harder to get some feedback that showed he was doing a good job, but instead she said, "Didn't you tell me you were good at this?" She squeezed her thighs around his head so he didn't hear the third person who was quietly entering the room, or the flogger being lifted from the sofa. As the leather struck his bare buttocks and the pain coursed through him, he struggled to concentrate on the task at hand, but was so very desperate to please her. "Ugh," came her voice, "I'm getting nowhere. I think we might have to switch places so that I can punish him properly. Maybe you'll get an orgasm out of this useless piece of shit." The chain attached to his collar was grabbed by the person who stood behind him, and then pulled firmly to lift his face away from his mistress. He adopted the waiting position while he heard the sound of her heels move from in front of him to behind, and then obeyed when she reached around to lift his head whilst ordering him to open your mouth. The person holding the chain pulled him forwards, and he felt a hard cock slide between his lips. He worried that his inexperience in this area might make his mistress angry, but he had practiced on her silicon cock many times, so he hoped that would help as he took the stranger's cock into the back of his throat. "I want to hear his muffled screams while you beat him," the stranger said to his mistress. He sucked and sucked, and as the first blow hit, prayed that he could take everything they planned to do to him that night. If you liked this, you can find more of Euphemize This's fabulous work at euphemizethis.blogspot.com and more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.